This is Scopos. Listen as Brett Larson takes theological topics and biblical truths and applies them to our daily lives.
The pluralism of postmodernity has developed into a popular belief that God is arbitrary and that there are multiple paths to God and ways to define Him. In very obvious examples, we experience celebrities such as Oprah Winfrey say things like, "There are many ways to what someone calls God," and that faith in God is whatever someone believes it to be. Famous actor Brad Pitt, who claims to have grown up in church, says that he doesn't think anyone really knows about God, and that we'll find out when we get there, and until then, there's no point in thinking about it. Pitt has also said that he can't understand a God that says, "You have to acknowledge me, you have to say that I'm the best, and I'll give you eternal happiness. If you won't, then you don't get it." We don't have time to break down all of the apologetical and theological issues with thinking like Oprah and Brad Pitt, but let me just hit on a couple of highlights that we need to consider. One, if there is a God, I mean a real God, then doesn't it make sense that He would set the rules? If He is creator and supreme in all things necessary to be God, then wouldn't He alone be the truth, and wouldn't anything He decides be the right thing, for He is creator? What right does the creation have to define the creator? Number two, the only other logical option, other than a supreme God, is modern secular naturalism. Where there is no God, creation is purely evolutionary. We live, we die, the end. So either pure naturalism or that there is a God who created, who set the universe in motion, and who is supreme in all things. Logically, it has to be one or the other, as those two things are definable. But to me, pluralism is just nonsensical, feel-good irrationality, which is why it's so difficult to debate and diffuse. It really doesn't say anything. Here's the bottom line, for this is too important and you all matter too much to leave things unclear. God says in His word that He is I am. He alone is God. He is sovereign and over all things. There is no room for ideas like I think God wouldn't, or God is whatever, or God is this gender or that gender. Quite frankly, it really doesn't matter what we think. You and I are creation. We don't get to set the rules. The Bible tells us that the God of the universe is a personal God. In theological terms, that means He is transcendent, that He reaches down to man and has chosen to generally reveal Himself through His creation and has specifically spoken to man through the Bible. He walked with Adam and Eve in the garden, and even after man broke the rules, He sovereignly provided a way of relationship with him through Jesus Christ. Those who have truly put their faith in Christ will experience God's work in their own lives through the Holy Spirit. And that work will always authenticate and align itself with what has been revealed in the Bible. God is not arbitrary. He is I am, and He is personable and knowable through His word. Seek Him today.
Thanks for listening to Scopos. We hope it challenges you to pursue Christ and dig deeper into God's word. Check out Scopos online at wdcxradio.com.